The next one is still the dose-adjusted EPOCH-R question as to whether is there anything chemotherapy that's better than just R-CHOP, depending on whatever schedule you give it as. And the lead treatment there is the Wyndham-Wilson's dose-adjusted EPOCH-R, which I like a lot. I mean, I think that's a very, very good treatment. Fortunately, we do have a randomized study that's limping along, I think, at this point, trying to look at that. And I wish we could whip up more enthusiasm for that study, because I think that's a very good question.
Why isn't there more enthusiasm?
Well, I just think the cooperative groups haven't got it really broken out. It is now available in many of the cooperative groups through various mechanisms.
I mean, is EPOCH-R difficult to use?
Well, it's a little more difficult because, at least at our center, it requires a week-long hospitalization as opposed to outpatient therapy, which is essentially done in one day, and you come back the next day and get your growth factor shot.
Yeah, that sounds like kind of a tough randomization.
Yeah, but if you, again, look at the data that Dr. Wilson has,
sure,
and through the CLGB also that has mimicked his data, it looks really, really good. And you would, you know, I think that that's a study worth doing.
No, definitely from a research perspective. Just sometimes studies that we want the answers to, people kind of get uncomfortable with. I don't know if that's the case here or not.
But there are also some benefits of getting infusional Adriamycin, right? I mean, the cardiotoxicity is
right,
essentially nil, and as opposed to a very real problem from getting 6 to 8 cycles of bolus anthracycline.
So this is great. It's like you're interviewing yourself here, you know. You came up with the questions and give me the answers. So what are the other questions? What about the PET scan thing?